The hospital, setting for evangelization, a human and spiritual mission. That's the theme of the 27th International Conference organized in the Vatican Synod Hall by the Pontifical Council for Healthcare Workers, November 15th through 17th. The conference is drawing hundreds of Catholic healthcare professionals from around the globe. Speaking at a Vatican press conference earlier this week, the president of the Pontifical Council for the Pastoral Care of Healthcare Workers described hospitals as privileged places of evangelization. One of the speakers to address the conference is Professor Domenico Arduini, representing the Hospitaller Order of Malta, whose mission has been caring for the sick and the disadvantaged for more than 900 years. Professor Arduini explains that the Catholic Order has 55 hospitals and operates in more than 120 countries today, relying on some 39,000 members and medical employees, but also on a huge network of 80,000 trained volunteers. Chief gynecologist obstetrician at Rome's Tor Vergata University, Professor Arduini observes that the first thing the order does is to help the poor and the elderly. But just how does the order take to heart Pope Benedict's challenge to bring the new evangelization into homes and hospitals?
In each place where we work, or if we manage a hospital, we have 55 in the world, all different activities in 120 countries, the first thing is to help the poor and the elderly people. In this direction, we divide our activities in high-developed countries and in extremely underprivileged regions. These completely different things. In these high-developed countries, we work in a problem for the handicapped people there. So we make a good job, not only for the people who have a handicap, but also with the families, because we work together with the family to help these families to manage these handicapped people. This is our main job. And we try to make a general complete support, not only to the men, to the people with handicap, but also with all the family. And according to that, we have organized many social activities. So a family is surrounded not only by the doctors or by technicians or by nurses, but also by the volunteers. We have about 80,000 volunteers around the world who help us, not directly on the medical, but also for general support. And general support is very important because these families usually are very alone with his own problem. And for example, we have in France, we have 15 homes for people with severely handicap. And in these homes, we accept also the families, we stay with them, we organize his own activities, we help how he can manage his own budget, because some of these families have also the problem, also from with the budget, because there are very big expenses in this way. And in Italy, we have one large hospital in Rome and many diabetic centers. In this hospital, we host also severely handicapped people. In this way, again, we make we have a support of many volunteers who also goes and reach these families at home. This is, in my opinion, is something that is a way to help this family to introduce also the Catholic and Christian ideas in also in these families. In Great Britain, we have 17 care homes for the people who have some problems in this way. On the other side of the world, going to the underprivileged kind of region, we have many hospitals. And for example, just an example, one hospital in Lebanon, we have together, we work with Shiite, Jews, and Sunnites together. We are working all together, and they are working with our flag, under our flag, the Shiite in Lebanon, are working with our under our control. This is a very nice experience for multi-regional and multi-species activities in this way. The third point is the third activity that we make in worldwide for disaster relief and to support this population according to speak disaster. And we have different nations, rich nations in the world, who support. For example, we have France that supports all the population in West Africa, the Switzerland, who support in Cambodia the people with leprosy, the Belgium, who support the poor people in Congo. And all this is under a big effort by my Malteser International, who is an association who support all these different projects in the developing world. And together, again, I repeat, today, together with the doctors, together with the technicians, always our volunteers make a support to the family, introduce the Christian ideas, introduce the support, the activities of the missionaries who work there, the nuns who work there, the schools, the Christian schools who work there in the same area where we are. For example, in the northern part, in sub-Saharan region, we are trying to open schools for girls, just to support these girls, because usually they're not very well supported in this area. And I think my opinion, the opinion of the Order of Malta, is doing these activities, we can send also the idea of the Christianities and the possibilities to help the forgotten people.
Professor Domenico Arduini, gynecologist, obstetrician at Rome's Tor Vergata University and representative of the Hospitaller Order of Malta. I'm Tracy McClure.